This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
We are here this evening. I sat here listening to speaker after speaker. And to be honest with you, in my heart, I felt I need this reminder. I need that reminder. This is for me. That's for me. And I really would like to improve myself. And we all need to be the same. If you're seated here, something needs to improve in you as you walk out today. Your character needs to improve as we walk out. We're not going to be rude to one another. We're not going to be vulgar, abusive. We're going to be courteous. We're going to look out for one another. We're going to be together in a way that we help one another. We're a united ummah. That is when we've achieved. But if we go out from this place without having achieved anything, wallahi, we will be questioned. Were you not there one day? Did you not sit there? Did you not hear this? What did you do about it? Well, I just said, inshallah. Come on. We can't do that. Bi-ithnillah. Are we going to change? Yes, inshallah. We say, yes, inshallah. Change for the will of. May Allah grant me a good change, positive change. May Allah strengthen me to do the right thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help me to quit my bad ways, my habits. Ameen. And if you falter because of human weakness, come back quickly. Come back quickly. One thing you have to do that is repeated in the Quran so many times. If it was mentioned once in the Quran that you need to pray, it was enough. If Allah said it once in the Quran that you need to pray, it was enough. But so many places Allah says, أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ارْكَعُوا وَاسْجُدُوا وَاعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ وَفَعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah tells you to bow down, to prostrate. And so more than once, so many places in the Quran, Allah says, here it is, you bow down. And you go and you prostrate for Allah and you pray for Allah. He could have said it once. He says it again and again and again because he wants it to bear witness for you or against you. And he wants it to be a reminder. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, for indeed the reminder benefits those who believe. You believe in Allah? Well, then don't be upset when someone reminds you, listen, my sister, you need to do this. Listen, my brother, you need to do this. Listen, my sister or my brother, you need to quit this and quit that. It's not a bad thing. Don't become too defensive. Just say, Alhamdulillah.